The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you today. Something unusual, of course. So listen up. Just scooch a little closer to the radio, and here we go.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years' experience in the field of natural health foods and vitamins and supplements, and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most amazing plethora of wonderful organic supplements. Incredibly potent, incredibly pure, and just doing everything to rebuild health and to sustain good and wonderful health.
That's what it's
all
about.
All kinds of great things there.
That's
at
right.
Alive and Well. And don't forget the how could we ever forget? The magnificent organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. And of course, it's a broad spectrum broth cafe that's all kinds of wonderful foods organically. Organic to the max, and remembering too that we are a family along, and we're a very grateful family continue to the local Maui organic farmers that have all this wonderful, fabulous organic produce brought in every day, fresh and fabulous, used in all the different foods and all the preparations and the soups and the salads and everything else, and the organic high compressed juices, organic juices with special equipment that actually compresses that so that you get much more concentration of these organic juices in glass bottles. And don't forget the miracle. It is a miracle. It's a miracle worker, and it's called the
Vortex.
Well, okay, don't make me yawn then. I'm too excited about the show. No yawning. Okay. Tell about the Vortex.
Vortex water is swirled and twirled and bounced and jostled and cuddled and nursed to give you real water, as though you were sipping water out of a mountain stream from the Alps or even higher, wherever it might be. But it restores the Vortex action of the water. Not only is it purified to the nth degree, no chemicals, no plastic particles, none of the stuff that's in normal water. But it's spun as it comes right out of the faucet into your bottle to rejuvenate the spinning action and the absorption of the hydrogen and the oxygen that composes this wet substance we call water.
Strengthens
the
phenomenal
stuff.
They have proven that it's 999, all these different, free of any contaminant whatsoever, strengthens the immune system, promotes energy, and gives structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, on and on. And you know, Dana, it's especially important because every single day, there's news coming out, natural health reporting that 41% of our typical water supply contains pesticides or other contaminants.
Mm-hmm.
And close to one-third contains pesticide degradates, which are produced as pesticides transform into various other compounds. Both pesticides and degradates have a disastrous effect on a person's health. They're just going on and on about, you got to get away from the poisons. This is the way to get away. And you know, you get the Vortex not only in the great big jugs that you bring in and the beautiful glass bottles that are there and that you fill up, because its Vortex is there and even you can even put the very system in your home. But what else? In everything that's in the cafe, right, darling? Everything.
Coffee, tea, Anything that's
broth.
The broth itself.
That's right.
Is
everything.
Comprised of the vortex water.
Right. Any water. That's okay. What's there. They never use any other form of water other than the vortex.
Well, they don't use vortex for doing the dishes. That they don't.
Don't do vortex for the dishes.
No, they don't.
You mean they give it a break?
No, yeah.
Well, every hard worker should receive a break. That's what I learned many, many years ago. All right, darling?
Give me a break.
Oh, give me a break. Okay. Well, every married couple says that too, right? Give me a break. Okay. And as my grandmother said to my grandfather, Malushnish Leben, which is Yiddish, because that's what I'm from. And she said, you don't let me live. Give me a break. Okay. Sorry, Gary. I diverted there for a bit. Okay. Remembering, too, that it's such exciting news that we're reporting. And one of the things is we are so grateful also to have our fabulous detoxifier, the wildcrafted Royal Chunca Piedra. Learn another language. I say this as a French expert. Of all the years I studied that, okay? But that's not French.
They did not teach you Chunca Piedra
they
in French class.
They didn't teach me Chunca Piedra. But Chunca Piedra means royal breakstone. It's a beautiful plant that has been known for centuries to help detoxify, as it says, kidney cleanse, healthy kidney function, bladder and healthy urination, promotes a healthy uric acid level in the body, and supports healthy distribution of calcium so it doesn't get those clumps that build up in the kidneys and bladder. And liver and gallbladder.
That doesn't
that
hurt
either. That
saved
my life.
That's right.
Years ago when I was about, they wanted to give me gallbladder surgery.
We've had so many testimonials on that product. People
and it's back in.
That say that they crawling on the floor, screaming in pain and agony with kidney stones. And taking the Chunca Piedra in no time at all. Not only is the pain released, but it actually erodes the stone.
That's
makes
right.
them smaller and smaller and smaller, and they're no longer there.
And remember, it's just as significant with the kidneys, with the liver, and with the gallbladder.
Oh, yes.
And there's many stories related to that. But so we're very glad to have that back in the originators and the great ones, okay? So terrific.
And it comes in an herbal form. You can make your own tea.
Make your own tea.
Or it comes in a capsule.
That's right.
Or it comes in a liquid.
You have a lot of great
Take
choices.
Drops of it, okay?
That's right, exactly. So great and wondrous choices. And you know what's very exciting, Dan, to get started on this? It's amazing how much we know about great nutrients. I'm frustrated. I have to admit frustration, but I'm sure you can hear it in my tone of voice. The frustration that this has been known by European doctors for much more than a half century. It's been the leading player, and along with R-alpha lipoic acid, acetyl-L-carnitine, the lead player in promoting good brain function and many other functions.
And heart function.
Very much
and
the
liver
heart.
Function.
Yes.
And muscle development. And maintenance. It is remarkable use of this amazing amino acid has so many healthful ramifications. Read the article.
This is amazing. And you know, I don't know if you know all about certain places, but Yale is probably the most one of the most respected of doctors and researchers. So it says Yale researchers can have unlocked the blood-brain barrier. And here are the Yale researchers, and the team published, this team of medical researchers published its findings in Nature Communications on March 4th. Kevin Boyle, PhD, was one of the main ones, okay? Postdoctoral associate at Yale, all right? And first author of the study. And here it is. The brain is composed of billions of neurons. Did we hear that?
I knew that.
Not millions. I think you've said millions, dear.
No, I never have.
Billions of neurons, okay? That's nerve cells. Vulnerable cells that require a protective environment to function properly.
Not only are there billions, there are hundreds of billions.
Let's read what the docs say, okay? This delicate environment is protected by 400 miles of specialized vasculature. Oh, my God, designed to limit which substances come in contact with the brain. Wow, what an army we've got.
Mm-hmm.
The blood-brain barrier is essential for protecting the organ, that's the brain, from toxins and pathogens. But in the context of neurological nerve disease, the barrier, quote says, becomes your worst enemy, says Ann Eichmann, PhD, Ensign Professor of Medicine, Cardiology, and professor of cellular and molecular physiology, as it also blocks the passage of therapeutic substances. So having this barrier, mm-hmm. she says. And she goes on to say, and then Kevin Boyle, PhD, doctoral associate at Yale. And here's some
but
of
the... the barrier is a very beneficial, has a very beneficial function. It filters out all the debris that's in the rest of your blood. It doesn't let the bad things into your brain. It's very protective of your central nervous system, of your eyes, of your, everything that's in your brain.
That's exactly right.
The neurotrophic factor, all of it is protected by the blood-brain barrier.
Right.
But the blood-brain barrier is not 100%. It is permeable with certain other toxic substances. Go on with that.
And this is one of the great discoveries. They don't call it that, but they say a really powerful potential is this acetyl L-carnitine, well known by European doctors for a very long
and
time.
An amino acid.
And which passes through the blood-brain barrier.
Yes.
And regenerates brain tissue.
It is a good source of energizing brain tissue.
That's exactly okay. right. And it also passes, there's a heart barrier too, mm-hmm. and passes into the heart to give the heart strength and energy. And all kinds of energy, et cetera, right? And so it has that, but it's also great for the liver, too. It helps the liver to break down fatty acids.
There is L-carnitine, which is an amino acid, which helps to build muscle and connective tissue and all those multitudinous functions. But the acetyl L-carnitine is several steps up, which increases the efficiency of those functions dramatically.
That's right, and you know, and it's they even say that there's a potential to use this as a delivery platform for drugs to penetrate into the brain mm-hmm. and great substances, as she was saying,
and
like
also help to clear out the plaque buildup in the brain.
Very much so. That's exactly what it has been known to do, and that was Ann Eichmann, PhD, Ensign Professor of Cardiology Medicine, and Professor of Cellular and Molecular Physiology of Yale Cardiovascular Research Center.
How about that?
So that's another testimonial to a great nutrients, right? So great.
And we have that, the Alive and Well label. We have a special product, acetyl L-carnitine.
Right, and very good for cleaning out the veins and arteries. It's one of those two powerful players with the MK7 and the D3, getting rid of the plaque, but also making very healthy circulation and very healthy arteries.
And the neurotransmitter factor. The neurotrophic factor in the brain.
You know, Dan, we have so many testimonials. We could spend the next hour about Super Digestizyme mm-hmm. and how magnificent it is and how it's improved all the digestion, stopped the distress, made me feel so much better. I wouldn't ever want anything else. And we're going to talk about this wonderful combination, the Alive and Well Super Digestizyme, that has just the right balance of the hydrochloric acid and the digestive enzymes in perfect balance at upper and lower GI tract. And really supporting this is Jonathan Wright, WRIGHT, very famous doctor, MD, head of Tahoma Clinic, and a writer of many books and many awards also.
For years and years.
And this his article that he writes, and I'll share this with you, Dan. Curing acne rosacea, that's the bright red persistent rash and pimples all over the face. Curing acne rosacea, improving and lengthening overall health and wellness. And here's what he has to say. And he is in such agreement with you, and you knew him very well at one point too.
Well, we did.
We did. I know. You could kind of love to talk to you when he would be visiting Maui. Reestablishing adequate stomach acid, says the doctor, eliminates rosacea for very many people. It also improves overall health by significantly improving digestion and absorption of nutrients. Curing acne rosacea also gives any of us who suffer from this problem a much better chance of living longer and healthier, because low stomach acid is the cause, says the doctor. And of course, persistent low stomach acid is much more likely to be accompanied by a shorter, less healthy lifetime. We don't want that. Stomach acid appears to inhibit small intestinal bacteria associated with rosacea. It inhibits them.
Right.
And I'll be giving
as
this
it
to
does,
you.
As it inhibits so many negative health developments in the guts.
That's exactly right, dear. I'm giving it to get a lot that he wrote about this. There's an article, he says, published in 19... He says it's been known forever. There's an article published in 1948 that says, quote, every dermatologist knows about stomach malfunction, specifically low or no stomach acid in cases of rosacea. 1948, then. Okay? And you start reading here, and when you give up, give it back to me.
I run out of breath, you mean?
And when you give up, you just want to share with your wife, you hand it back. So you got a lot there, okay. So hand it back every
all
once
right,
in a while.
Baby.
Right at the top.
A few months after that, this doctor flew back to Seattle from Chicago to visit his brother again and came by to show us that his skin was almost normal. For the first time in 20 years, he said, curing acne rosacea is usually as simple as that. It's yet another example of find the cause, the cure follows. He goes on to say, 21st century researchers have come closer to the cause of rosacea in doing so. They've also helped many rosacea sufferers achieve remission of their symptoms. One research report, tells us about 113 rosacea sufferers and 16 normal controls, no rosacea, of course, all of whom were given breath tests for small intestinal bacterial growth, overgrowth. 52 of the 113 rosacea sufferers, that's 46%, were found to have positive tests for SIBO. Only 3 of the 16 normal controls, just 5%, had positive SIBO tests. For the technically inclined, this is a very significant difference of less than 0.001. He goes on to say, so the cause of acne rosacea in many cases is SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, right? Well, the major cause of acne rosacea was actually published in The Lancet in 1920.
That's the British medical journal, The Lancet, the highest respected medical journal in all of England.
And mostly around the world.
Around the world, mm-hmm. Yes.
Many studies which followed. Doctors Ryle and Barber of Guy's Hospital in London first found an effective remedy which they deduced from physical examination of rosacea sufferers. They wrote, quote, it has long been noticed that the appearance of the tongue in the majority of patients suffering from rosacea is characteristic. That is, it is broad, flabby, pale in color, and markedly indented at the edges. Believing that such features are frequently an accompaniment of hypochlorohydria, which is low stomach acid. We prescribed the acid hydrochloric, well diluted in water, to be taken after meals or sipped during the meal. The results obtained with this treatment have been very satisfactory and frequently almost magical, even in the very worst cases.
I'll share with you, even in the worst cases, absolutely.
In the superdigest enzyme, we have that same substance that in a capsule form, in a powder form.
Okay? Exactly.
And the directions are to take that with your first bite of food, and that digests your meal.
It's perfect, and it has all the enzymes that are necessary, mm-hmm. too, and nothing toxic. And Drs. Ryle and Barber then proved their case with the... fractional gastric analysis, which checks directly for stomach acid adequacy and inadequacy. They reported that the women with acne rosacea had low stomach acid. They go on and on. Okay, well, most of them had extreme low stomach acid. They call it extreme hypochlorohydria. In men with rosacea, 58% were found to have no stomach acid at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gee. The women didn't beat you in that, guys. They had a little, maybe, but not much. You had none. Okay, and it's no stomach acid at all. It's called achloridia, or a pronounced hypochloridia. You know, interesting. The author writes about the connection between inadequate stomach acid and rosacea, and he says that the antiseptic action of the gastric juice is decreased, and germs originally destroyed in the stomach pass in the intestine. It goes on and on about all the cases. The big study, 75% of the cases had rosacea with the low stomach acid. How does it work to do that? You have to take the hydrochloric acid, bring the stomach acid to normal. It's a facial reaction to bacteria in the intestine, which thrive in a more alkaline environment and can't live and cause rosacea in a more acidic environment. You know, Dan, the wonderful, wonderful super digestizyme. And, you know, I think also, too, that our daughter had rosacea most of her life, before we knew about all of this, after taking a vaccine that nearly killed her when she was a baby, and then got this wild red rash, and then which stayed with her, and it was pronounced to be acne rosacea for a very long time. And then in doing the nutrients and all, she has beautiful skin now. She's a lovely lady. But I'm just saying, it can getting the bad guys to proliferate, and here's a way the bad guys proliferate. And it is very important because so many people are on this, and there's also on the TV about what it does to people. And this is a port by Natural Health, Decades of Deceit. Drug makers knew that popular heartburn medication, that's the do to nullify your stomach acid, contained cancer-causing ingredient and sold it anyway. We're going to read this.
But before you do that, let me say this. When you have acid stomach and you're taking these antacid drugs, the doctors prescribe antacid drugs, which solves the problem. The acid is reduced, okay? But the digestion goes right down the toilet.
That's right. And you lose your bones. You get all kinds of loss of bones. You get all kinds of terrible, serious side effects.
And you get rot gut. You get H. pylori,
yes,
C. difficile, leaky gut syndrome. All these things occur.
All kinds
and you
of
have,
infections.
And you have minimal nutrient absorption and utilization. But it stops the acid in the stomach. But a better way of doing this, the acid in the stomach is because the acid is being produced in your stomach, starts to slide up your esophagus into your throat.
That's exactly what they say.
And that can give you throat cancer.
Yeah, they actually say heartburn, also called acid reflux or gastroesophageal reflux disease, is a condition in which a person's stomach contents incorrectly flow back into their esophagus.
And why do they do that?
Causing gas, burning in the chest, and other symptoms.
And why do they do that?
The uncomfortable condition affects an estimated 60 million Americans per month, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine.
Okay.
Now,
the
part of it says here, it's hardly a surprising statistic, considering that 1 in 3 adults in the U.S. are overweight, follow the standard American diet full of caffeine, sugary soda, fried foods, both major risk factors for heartburn.
But the big deal is the acid isn't as strong as you get older.
That's right.
And the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus is designed to squeeze tight shut when you have strong stomach acid, so the acid does not come up your esophagus. But if you don't have the strong acid, the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus relaxes. But there's enough acid to give you misery on your esophagus and throat cancer. But by increasing the hydrochloric acid, it stimulates the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight shut again between swallows, so the acid does not come up your throat.
Exactly.
And that's where the enzyme superdigestizyme comes into play, because it brings back the proper production of the hydrochloric acid and the other enzymes, which make that sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus squeeze tightly shut, so none of that stomach residue can come up into your throat.
Okay, and the big news, though, and of course this is on TV with a class action lawsuit, almost exactly 2 years ago reporting the news, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration was issuing an immediate recall of the drug ranitidine, known by its brand name Zantac, mm-hmm. because it was found to be contaminated with a chemical that causes many forms of cancer.
Got that?
But even though Zantac has been pulled off the market, Big Pharma is now facing a zillion lawsuits related to the major carcinogenic gaffe, a gaffe that at least one attorney says drug companies knew about for decades. They knew it was contaminated with Carson, Pfizer, and other makers of that drug, that says the report. Knew it was contaminated with this carcinogenic chemical for 40 years and still sold it to the masses.
And the FDA didn't know this also?
They knew it.
Wait a minute.
That's
the
right.
FDA gave approval to these drugs,
That's
knowing
right.
that the drugs contained this cancer-inducing component.
That's right. And right? Brent Weisner, the award-winning attorney who sat down for an interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of the Children's Health Defense, he describes that Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, and other drug companies are now being slammed with the lawsuits. And he, as the lawyer explains, even though FDA recall just happened in 2020, evidence shows, just what you said, Dennis, that these drug companies knew for decades that the profitable heartburn drug was contaminated with a cancer-causing agent called NDMA, nitrosodimethylamine, yet continue to sell it as a very, very potent human carcinogen, they say. Discovered in the 30s during the development of rocket fuel.
There's no
literally
end.
Has no purpose in our world, said the experts, except for the fact that it causes cancer. It's actually used in laboratory experiments to induce cancer in animals. They now, give that to people.
So what is the collusion?
That has caused an innumerable number of people's cancers. And widely, cancer says that have so far included across the boards are bladder, liver, stomach, colorectal, prostate, and breast cancer.
And the FDA knew about it all along.
All along, it says. It was in collusion.
And it shows you the power of the drug cartel. They control the FDA. If they don't want the FDA to ban a product, the FDA doesn't ban a product. But after so many accumulated deaths and disastrous health scenarios, the FDA finally is convinced they should do something to prevent further destruction.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
Unbelievable. The collusion is just unbelievable.
Right. And all of this going on, and now a massive, massive class action lawsuit advertised continuously, even on TV. We'll learn about a joyful moment.
Let's talk about something joyful.
Here's joyful. The joyful is, it doesn't even have to be Valentine's Day. Every day should be Valentine's Day. You should be thinking about your heart every single day. And, of course, in the psychological and spiritual manner, passing the love one-to-one and across the boards, passing the love and the caring and the nurturing and all of that.
And
the
thinking
heart
about
and the spirit.
Your heart.
And also...
And our heart.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And this is such a wonderful medical doctor, Dr. Mercola, talking here about how this important, it's all from him, okay? Coenzyme makes a big difference in your heart, brain, immune, and cellular health, as well as energy levels as you age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All that goody, right? And he says it here is cardio-CoQ10 is essential. It's absolutely essential, he says, for anyone over the age of 30. Okay?
Now, let me stop you.
But it says here, even if you're under the age of 30, this holds importance for you as well.
Okay. But let me point up another factor. He mentions after the age of 30, because from your conception up to the age of 30, you make the cardio-CoQ10. Your body creates it. That's what gives you good muscles and good heart and good brains. It's the energizing nutrient. But by the age of 30, you stop making cardio-CoQ10.
That's right.
Your body just shuts off the supply.
And he goes on and really stresses the point that it has to be the 100% ubiquinol
form. Oh, yeah.
And he says has major implications for your cellular health, which applies to your heart, brain, muscles, youthful appearance, and ability to live a happy, healthy mm-hmm. life. And remember, it is adenosine triphosphate, is the cellular energy that gives the heart and brain everything it needs.
ATP.
And there's only one major substance that actually makes it. It's the cardio-CoQ10. Mm-hmm. You cannot live without it.
Because it energizes the cells to create it. The cells make it. Okay.
Right.
The mitochondria.
And he's going to get into that, and I want you to read.
It energizes the mitochondria.
And he's going to get into that. I'm going to do the preface, and you're going to read that what he says about the mitochondria.
Okay.
Two things happen when you can put your cells and organs at risk. The possibility of cellular damage rises as you age, and your body's natural defenses to fight it weaken. Researchers now know that these factors converge into a potentially vulnerable situation for your cellular energy and health, especially your mitochondria. Since your mitochondria function is at the heart of everything that happens in your body, that
say
risk
that
I'm going to give you...
Say that to one you. More time.
Since your mitochondrial function is at the heart of everything that happens in your body, that risk extends particularly to your energy-demanding heart muscle and the rate at which your organs age.
The mitochondria create the energy.
And that's what he's going to get into, and I would like you to read that for him, okay?
All right, let me read it.
Okay, I want to get it for you right now. Here, as you age, talk about, go on to what he has to say in the brackets.
Okay, this is verbatim from the doctor, folks. As you age, he says, your level of damage from mitochondrial dysfunction rises. Why? Because you don't make the cardio-Q10 anymore. And your body's natural defenses weaken. The net result from faulty mitochondria has an enormous potential for influencing your energy levels and overall wellness over the course of the rest of your life. Researchers now believe most health issues start with the breakdown of your cells' mitochondria. Do you get that? Let
yes.
me say that one more time.
Yes, yes.
Indeed, researchers now believe most health issues start with the breakdown of your cells' mitochondria. Because you don't make Q10 anymore.
That's right. Okay? That's your cellular energy, cellular life, cellular
Since
vigor.
Mitochondrial function is at the very heart of everything that occurs in your body, optimizing mitochondrial function and preventing potential dysfunction is the key to your total body health and wellness. Let me read that paragraph one more time, and if you didn't soak it up well the first time, listen up here. Since mitochondrial function is at the very heart of everything that occurs in your body, optimizing mitochondrial function and preventing potential dysfunction is the key to your total body health and wellness.
Yeah,
here's
and
something else.
That's right.
The mitochondrial concentration in each cell depends on where that cell is located. If it's a muscle cell, has good mitochondrial population if you're taking the cardio-Q10. If it's a heart cell, has up to 5,000 mitochondria. I'll repeat that one more time. The heart cell has up to 5,000 mitochondria in every cell in the heart.
Wow.
Now, if you looked
wow.
if you looked at a heart cell, you couldn't see it unless it was in a microscope.
You know what occurs to me right now when you said that, Dan?
Hmm.
It occurs to the vision that just came to my mind was all these bikers, you know, marathon bikers going all the racing in ways that always amaze me whenever I see them. I can't imagine anyone being able to do that. But here are these energizing, powerful cells doing all this wonderful work
That's right.
for us. Okay.
But again, if you looked at a human cell, if somebody said, look here, this is a human cell, you couldn't see it. It could be anything. It's not as big as a period at the end of a sentence. It is tiny, tiny, tiny. It has to be under a microscope. And finally, you can see the human cell. And finally, you can begin to see the concentration of the mitochondria within that little microscopic cell.
Right, right.
5,000 of anything
is
unbelievable.
That's right.
But that's what it takes, 5,000 mitochondria in your heart cell. Why? Because your heart beats, get this, up to 100,000 times a day.
Holy moly.
100,000 pumps a day.
Woo!
And it's pumping your blood. You only have maybe what do we have? Maybe four pints of blood? Yeah, maybe 4 pints of blood in our body. But the times it pumps that blood through your body, it's now pumping 2,000 gallons of blood in out of 4 pints. Making 2,000 gallons. Okay,
and remember, he also makes that point over and over that it has to be that 100% ubiquinol, because not partially.
And it has to be from Kaneka. There's a particular form which cardio-Q10 is. It's Kaneka manufactured from Japan. It's the finest cardio-Q10 in the world, okay? And that's what the Alive and Well Cardio Q10 is.
100% of the 100%. Active ingredient, yes. Go on, my dear. or you can share it. Well, since, good. Go ahead. Yeah.
Since mitochondria function, the heart of everything that occurs in your body, optimizing mitochondrial function and preventing potential dysfunction is the key to your total body health and wellness.
Right, and you can share with me anything you don't feel
okay.
like.
Okay. He goes on to say, the CardioQ10 is a turnkey for mitochondrial health. In 2007, a group of researchers studying human mitochondria uncovered some very important findings. Mitochondrial breakdown and mitochondrial dysfunction are reversible in the early stages. So after your body stops making CardioQ10, it's for any length of time, if you start early enough by taking CardioQ10 as a supplement, you can reverse the damage that's occurred between when your body stopped and you start taking it. Certain nutrients offer potent protection from damage and dysfunction. And we're going to find out what those nutrients are. Hang on
yes,
one second.
I just applaud this doctor for his wondrous reports and his diligence.
He goes on to say, one of your body's best protective mechanisms is a super antioxidant called CardioQ10. Made by your cells, it's found mostly in the inner membranes of your mitochondria when you're young, okay? But your body's strongest fat-soluble antioxidant, CardioQ10, helps safeguard your mitochondria from deterioration and death in two important ways. And would you read about the two important ways?
In two important ways, my gosh, that's certainly, okay. Well, I'd certainly like, okay?
It's right there.
Oh, right. It helps pump protons across the mitochondrial membrane for ATP production. That's adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy. It acts as a powerful scavenger, cleaner-upper, scavenger, okay? For excess free radicals, those are the terrorists, and helps reduce their damaging effects. Typically, the higher your levels of CardioQ10, the healthier your mitochondria cells, and because your heart, brain, liver, and kidneys are all high energy demanding organs, they especially need high concentrations of CardioQ10. And it goes on and on and on about it, how important it is that because it can't be in the other forms of CoQ10, the researchers report it has to be by supplements with 100% ubiquinol. And they go on to say it's not the same as ubiquinone. Ubiquinol is the reduced active form of CoQ10 that your cells readily use. Okay, that was the point that we've been making. Okay, you know, it's just interesting, Dan, because they go on with a long, 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 long list. Okay, and I didn't even know all of this. Increased, okay, this affects it. It reduces oxidative stress. And all of these different things. It helps with it to prevent illness, disease, and age-related changes, and all these bioavailabilities. It even says from the intestinal tract, the ultra-ubiquinol is well converted, okay? And endless study. More than 60 research studies show the health benefits of 100% ubiquinol.
Because it strengthens the heart muscle. It strengthens the kidney function. It strengthens the brain function, the neurotrophic factors involved in the brain. It is phenomenal because when people age, as people age, it's a degenerative process. But having a strong heart pumping blood to your little toe with the same force and
right.
effectiveness that
That's
did
right.
when you were 20 years
That's
old.
That's right.
It makes a big difference getting the blood and the nutrients and the oxygen where it belongs.
And remember, you know, one of the main things of taking blood pressure medication is known that congestive heart failure can
That's
connect
right.
with that. Doctor, you know, because famous doctors many years ago showed the connection that the blood pressure medication takes away the CoQ10. And then the heart can't pump, and the fluid builds up in the lungs and in those areas around the feet, the circulation, and they swell up. All these different things. And Dr. Mercolis, with all of lists of clinical studies, optimal heart and cardiovascular health boosts energy and stamina, optimal energy production in the mitochondria, supports healthy blood pressure levels
there
in
you
all
go.
The trials. Again. Enhances the support of your immune and nervous system. And
it lowers excessive blood pressure.
That's right.
It raises low blood pressure.
That's right, to the normal. Supports the health of your brain, heart, liver, and kidneys, all of those different things. It just goes on and on. We could spend the entire day with
and
all the goodies.
The requirement for it increases as you age. So he recommends taking 100 milligrams when you're 30, and as you age, to increase the dosage. Oh, yeah. And when you're in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 80s, you will take more than you do when you're 30 or 40.
Well, I have to give you credit, Dan. I really have to give you credit. I know it's a rare moment, but I have to give you credit because you tell me, take more.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it makes all the difference in the energy and the stamina and everything else.
And
the stability of the heart, too.
And the valve function of your heart.
That's right.
Is improved dramatically when you take the CardioQ10.
Amen. I know. And, you know, here's what I'm always appreciating the European pharma's knowledge, okay? European pharma, because they talking about, again, one of my favorites is the botanical, the plant extract, ashwagandha. I love that sound, ashwagandha.
You say it so well.
I know. Well, as they say, traditionally, this highly valued adaptogen. You know what adaptogen, to stop here for a second, how the body copes with stress, adapts to all the terrible and difficult things
that
can happen.
All the challenges of life.
And now we see it much more so than maybe we've seen it for a lot of years, okay? Mm-hmm. And we need adaptogens now.
Well, especially during, as you mentioned, this time now, through the whole pandemic, there's so much anxiety and fear and
That's
anger
right.
and depression. There's so many more suicides, attempted suicides. There's so many more just violent behavior among people.
Exactly, darling. And traditionally, he, as he says, this highly valued adaptogen has been prescribed. Of course, that's Europe doing that kind of thing. They don't usually prescribe,
Not in the U.S.
For many things, including calming nerves, fighting inflammation, reducing cortisol, fight or flight hormone, stress. And increasing both libido, I didn't know that.
I didn't
know that. And sexual energy and stamina. It has been recommended for all kinds of joint pain and the unique ability to be calming and energizing at the same time.
How about that?
Well, talk about a power player. Yeah, talk about a power player. Recently, a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study proves that ashwagandha supports powerful immune activity in the body as well, particularly exciting during a time when people are very focused on improving their immune health. And it was published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine, Medical Journal. This new study followed subjects given the ashwagandha extract, and it significantly improved the immune profile by modulating the innate and adaptive immune system. It enhanced the ability of immunoglobulin cytokines, as well as T cells and B cells and natural killer cells, your army, collectively known as TBNK, to bank. I would say that's the bank. You can bank on it.
You can take that to the bank.
That the body uses to destroy, to attack and destroy invading organisms. Who would know that plant would have so many wonderful benefits, right?
Well, Ayurvedic medicine from India 6,000 years ago
Absolutely.
Knew it.
Absolutely. And okay. European, that's European medicine, obviously knowing it too, okay? And would you do the summary here of Dr. McCullough talking about six foods that help fix underlying cause of inflammation, all clinical
that.
Trials, and reviewed by Dr. Stephanie Seneff.
Give me that.
Story at a glance.
Okay. Here it is, folks, word for word, straight from the doctors, the holistic physicians. Sulfur, they say, is the third most abundant mineral in your body, and it plays so many important roles in many bodily processes, including metabolism and detoxification. Sulfur bonds are required for proteins to maintain their shape, and these bonds determine the biological activity of the proteins. Sulfur is also required for the proper structure and the biological activity of enzymes, and our body is full of a variety of enzymes. Sulfur is crucial for healthy liver function and the prevention of liver disease. A derangement in sulfur amino acid metabolism is found even in mild forms of liver disease. Excellent sources of sulfur include homemade organic bone broth, organic pastured eggs, grass-fed meats, seafood, well, particularly fatty seafood, and which is wild, not seafood.
Not farmed, with chemicals and hormones.
And cruciferous vegetables. Oh, broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts.
My little loves.
And alliums like onions and garlic. Sulfur can also be obtained through supplementation with MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, which is very important in helping with knee replacement and rebuilding and muscle cell wall integrity.
And the actual definition I remember many years ago reading that MSM was called the flexible bond between proteins.
All right.
So that was actually a scientific analysis. And it's a flexible bond between the proteins of the muscles and even of the bone, mm-hmm. improving the flexibility of all of those different joints.
Because it induces growth of connective tissue, ligaments and tendons and cartilage, all those good things, among other functions. MSM is widely used in the treatment of pain, especially pain associated with arthritic conditions. Research has shown it can significantly decrease pain and improve physical function in patients with osteoarthritis of the knee.
That's right.
And it goes on to say,
okay, good.
Verbatim
good.
From the doctors, folks, the holistic physicians.
And they're quoting clinical trials here. You're absolutely right.
Sulfur is a somewhat forgotten nutrient, and you don't hear mentioned it very often, but it's very important for optimal body functions and health. You get most of your sulfur from certain proteins, especially the amino acids methionine, cysteine, homocysteine, homocysteine, and taurine. And while sulfur is found in many foods, sulfur deficiency may still be quite common, in part due to sulfur deficiency in crops, and in part due to low consumption of sulfur-rich organic foods, such as leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables.
Wow.
Goes on and on, what we mentioned just before.
Yeah.
Frequent use of drugs that require sulfur for excretion and or detoxification can also contribute to inadequate sulfur status, and acetaminophen is one such example. A vegan diet can also put you at increased risk for sulfur deficiency because plant-based foods contain fewer sulfur-containing amino acids than do organically raised pastured animal foods.
Great. And, you know, interesting you brought up acetaminophen because the Health Pharma, again, was bringing up here about powerful, effective botanicals for acute pain. And he's making this point on the active ingredient curcumin, with the Boswellia, and he has some background. But they say from the European Pharma, skip the acetaminophen, just like you said, the Tylenol in that category.
Right, right.
There's a far better choice. And as he's saying about, now this is what he says, acetaminophen is the leading cause of acute liver failure in the United States. Where have you heard that before, my dear friends? Dan and Mona, okay? It's been known a long time, all right? Acetaminophen is the leading cause of acute liver failure in the United States. And that is caused just by taking the standard recommended dose. This drug also accounts for more than 100,000 visits to poison control centers.
That's something.
And the
and
use
the
of
FDA
this
ready,
and the use of this ready, available, and supposedly safe over-the-counter drug is responsible for 60,000 emergency room visits and hundreds of thousands of deaths every year in America.
Good A little God. Bit of collusion, wouldn't you say?
And yet, despite its obviously dangerous attributes, this pain reliever is part of more than 600 over-the-counter OTC and prescription medications. Curcumin of the active form and Boswellia, say these experts, provide an incredibly effective and safe alternative. And he says, just to summarize this, curcumin from turmeric is one of the world's leading natural pain medicine. This world, not just U.S., the compound fights inflammation throughout the body and has been well studied for treating muscle soreness and chronic conditions like knee osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Sports medicine has been taking notice of curcumin for some time. In a double-blind crossover trial, participants started taking the active curcumin 2 days before a physical workout and continued 3 days after. Those taking curcumin noted large reductions in pain and increased better performance due to the pain reduction. The exercise include gluteal stretches, squat jumps, single leg jumps, good grief, to get in a variety of controlled movements to replicate a wide range of movements that can cause pain during an active workout. And he goes on so much about Boswellia, how critically important Boswellia is, anciently used to be called frankincense, nature's most powerful anti-inflammatory medicine. And he talks about how it has powerful natural enzymes that fight all inflammation and also are very helpful for healing the gastrointestinal and cardiovascular, etc. And even then says black sesame oil is another help. Mm-hmm. Now, the two big players of the active form of curcumin and the active form of Boswellia are in
pain power.
Talk about that, please.
Pain power. It's a knockout punch for pain.
And
it is a major anti-inflammatory. And it's the inflammation that creates the cellular destruction, which creates the pain.
And no allergens. It said that.
Zero.
No animals, no corn, no soy, no animals, right. And no known allergen on the planet.
But it works just as this. It works also remarkably well in the brain.
That's right.
And in the heart. All the muscles and all the ligaments and tendons. Reducing inflammation. We've talked about this before. Inflammation is flame is fire, and fire creates destruction. It burns something. It's burning your connective tissue.
That's
it's
right.
Burning the enzymatic function of your brain.
That's right.
It does all kinds of negative things.
Right.
Well, the pain power has many healthful manifestations in that it reduces inflammation wherever that inflammation occurs.
Sorry, I was just throwing something of joy right up into the air.
Just a moment.
Just
of
a moment. Water bottle.
A moment of the life of Dennis and Mona.
That's
throwing
right.
Things at each other.
Right, water bottles. Why not? Okay, it's okay. Vortex water. It gives you the energy. And pain power also has the wondrous array of systemic enzymes that eat up inflammation, too. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget.
And also natokinase.
That's what I was going to say.
Peptidase.
That's right.
Two other enzymes which
good
are remarkable.
Good pronunciation.
Okay.
Good pronunciation.
So it's an all-around, and not just for knees, not just for a sore elbow, but for your central nervous system, for your immune system, reducing inflammation.
That's right.
What pain power is so effective in doing.
And remember how long ago, I can't remember who was it, the American Medical Association saying that inflammation was the cause of every major disease.
Every single major
and
disease.
And who said, we are an inflamed nation.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's lots of information about the choices that you make. The choices that you make can cause that flame, eating the wrong foods. You want to eat the right foods? You come to the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. You get those fabulous organic foods. They don't create flame. Wonderful varieties, incredible prices. Everybody's saying delicious beyond belief. I travel. I've got to get my wonderful choices. We have a zillion choices, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, not vegan. Doesn't matter. It's all there organically for you in a vast array of magnificent. How they think of all these great recipes and put it together so
they're
brilliantly.
They're all so yummy.
They're also
tasty, delicious,
and we thank our local organic farmers for all the wonderful produce every day, and our geniuses that press those wonderful juices, the Vortex water for everything, the broth, everything.
And the chefs in the kitchen.
Oh, God,
Who put all these magical components
together. Yes, we are especially grateful, and we're grateful. You can always get your wonderful food. You can order it. You can call the 877-4950. We'll have everything ready for you whenever you want. Anything you want. You're having a big party, you want 6 or 7 smoothies, a whole bunch of the different salads or the different soups, whatever. You just call and let us know. It'll be ready whenever you say or come in and just pick it yourself. Don't forget to call the 877-4950. Set up a time with Dennis and Mo, and we'd love to sit down and talk with you, not doctors. Just give you great information at no charge, but set up a time, 877-4950.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.